circa 1859. No place. Extract of letter to William Peabody. To those who murmur at the leadership of James White, I was shown that God would reward those who will bear responsibilities and with energy push his work forward and stand in the forefront of the battle. God will choose those who will venture something in his work. But there are those who will not fill the place that God would be pleased to have them fill. I saw that God had chosen James to fill an important place, and has made him his agent to forward his work. I saw that God had made him a burden bearer from the commencement of his work since 1844. God thrust him out that he should obtain an experience to fill the place he designed for him to occupy, as one to manage in his cause to forward the work. In order to do this, he has had to take responsibilities and to risk something on the success of this message. God would be pleased if others would feel the same interest and move with the same energy, but they will not venture. I saw that God was displeased with those who do not take the burden themselves, and then stand ready to murmur at the one upon whom he lays the heavy burden. I saw that if others would come up and bear the burden he has borne for years, and venture all, life, health, strength, time, everything, to push this work ahead, trusting alone to the success of this message, then God would relieve him from such heavy responsibilities. God has made him his agent to stir up to zealous action. I saw that the blessing of the Lord has rested upon every essential move that has been made to advance his cause. And steadily has the work progressed, and one difficulty after another been surmounted. It is because God's hand was in the work. I saw that some do not realize that selfishness is at the bottom of their murmuring. God's humble instrument moves too fast for their faith, and his venturing out as he has done has reproved their slow, unbelieving pace. And there has been satisfaction taken in watching and finding fault. Hints have been thrown out, doubts expressed, which have had their influence. Those responsible were at fault in this. Their faith was not strong enough to keep pace with him. Had they the strong faith and self-denial that they should have, those who have the ability and means might do a great deal in stirring up the people of God. And if they would venture out and risk something in the result and success of this message, it would inspire faith in the hearts of the remnant, and there would be activity and zeal in pushing forward this great work. I was shown that the work was not left in the hands of James or any other one upon earth. Angels of God have charge of the work, and they counsel and direct the people through chosen agents, and thus the work moves forward. I was shown that God, in his own wise providence, raised James above dependence and want, that his testimony and influence might not be crippled by the galling sense of dependence. God will use him as his instrument to speak with freedom, independent of man, and in his strength and spirit raise his voice, and with his example call upon the people to arouse and with energy to assist with their substance, their influence, ability, and judgment in moving forward this great work. And any that wish to be convinced can be, that it is not from selfishness or to obtain any advantage for himself that he pursues this course. His object is to advance the work of God, which is dearer to him than life. I saw that God will have a voice to speak in the office and in his cause. I saw that it was easier for those who look on to complain and find fault than to suggest and lead in a better course. It is very easy and cheap to suggest doubts and fears, but it is not so readily undertaken to tell what shall be done. I was pointed back and saw that amid all the hatred and devices of Satan, God had spared the life of James, although Satan has pressed him sore to take it away. A few years since, the Lord wrenched him from the enemy's grasp and from his power, and raised him up still to act for him, to walk out on his faith, to be a succorer to the needy, and to strengthen and uphold his servants whom he has called into the field. I saw that God had stayed him on the right hand and on the left, that he should not go to extremes, and he has inspired confidence in the hearts of the remnant generally to confide in his integrity and judgment. This has not been the work of man, but the marks of God's hand are seen in it all. His work will go forward. God will choose simple instruments to carry forward this great work, but they only carry out the mind and will of the great master at the head of the work.